Now let's look up to the skies with a new exciting adventure with Joe Jupiter, Space PI.
This episode of Joe Jupiter was recorded at Stage 773 in front of a live audience. Earth, the old girl ain't what she used to be, especially for a private dick like me. So I cashed it all in and I took off for the stars, where a man can hang his sign to make a living right out of his ship. I hang my sign out of my ship, the Regal Beagle. And I do what I can to help those in need, space need. I am Joe Jupiter, Space Private Eye. Space Journal entry number 75. After encountering our obviously evil doppelgangers in a random whirly space hole thing, myself, my client Professor Frontbottom, and his niece Claudia Van Dame accidentally took the doppelganger's version of the Regal Beagle. The new Beagle's computer, Sally, was a bit different than our own, a bit more English. And the professor was close to losing his mind due to losing his prized possession, the Chakozy skull, which was left behind on the old ship. And Claudia was having issues with the differences between herself and her opposite-handed doppelganger. Funny, I don't recall taking babysitting in gumshoe school.
Mr. Jupiter, I believe this is the end for me. My dreams dashed, hopes obliterated, soul emptied. What is there for me now but the cold embrace of a lonely death on this wretched bucket of space bolts?
Now, Professor, this new Beagle is actually quite nice. It's clean, and it's a sight for sore eyes. The ship is operating quite nicely, and I dare say it's a step up from our Beagle.
Hardly. Everything in my room is for those types of people.
Whoa, hey now, what types of people are we talking about?
Oh, you know, lefties. Everything my doppelganger owned is left-handed. I could barely get my clothes on properly. Have you ever tried to button a shirt when the buttons are on the other side? Or tried to brush your teeth with a left-handed toothbrush? Or used a left-handed shower? Hot was on the right side, for God's sake. And don't get me started on the food.
God had nothing to do with this, I assure you. And might I ask, have your dreams also been turned left-handed? Or perhaps your purpose in life? Is your purpose in life now left-handed? Because that's what's happened to me.
What?
Well, I mean, it's not literally left-handed. I was just being dramatic. Nevertheless, I've lost the object that I've dedicated my life to finding. The object that would give me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. Gone! Never to return!
All right, everyone. I know it's been hard on the new ship, and it might take some time to get used to our new situation. And now I've been down Depression's dark road, and I know what you're feeling. But you know what always picks me up? It's pie from Klorgon's Diner.
Klorgon's Diner? In the Florkin sector of Diberium space?
Diberium no. Space? Are you sure it's not the Dorkin quadrant of the Krennan Imperium?
Krennan Imperium? A common misconception. The Diberium border runs parallel to the Krennan Imperium space, right along the Hitoji vortex, which, of course, is next to the Glaxon wormhole.
Oh, right. I actually used the Glaxon wormhole to traverse the Masnar equilibrium.
Actually, guys, the diner is just on one of Saturn's moons. Oh. The sooner we're there, the better. This pie is amazing. It has properties to heal the body and mind. It's essentially a drug. The last time I had a slice was around our last encounter with Don Samurai Neutero, leader of the Mafia Yakuza. Speaking of pie, Sal, how long till we get there?
Just a moment, Joe. Give me a minute.
Sal?
Oh, sorry, Joe. I was just reading a terribly funny joke. To answer your question, it should take about 3 days.
You were laughing at a joke. How is that possible? You're just a program.
Just a program? Excuse you, sir. Unbelievable. From a great crew to a bunch of whiny racists.
Well, I'm not racist. I have friends that are programs.
Mr. Jupiter, if ever there was a racist statement to make...
No, I swear, I'm not... Sally, please set a course for Klorgon's Diner.
Whatever you say, boss. I should mention that, according to my data, they close forever in about 1 hour.
Can't even get pie right or left. I'll have it anyway it's presented at this point.
I'm sorry, guys. I was hoping to do something nice for you, but I guess my dreams is dashed as well.
Not exactly, Joe. There is some experimental faster-than-dark technology aboard this vessel. If used correctly, it could get us there in 30 minutes.
Faster-than-dark technology?
As you all know, going faster than light is most definitely impossible. But what if you rode the shadow of light? You'd be going faster than dark and faster than light at the same time without breaking any of those pesky laws of physics. It just so happens we have the capability right here.
That doesn't appear to make any sense. But if it'll get us there, I say we give it a shot.
But won't everything relative to us be advancing in a time at a faster rate than we are? And because of this, even though we're traveling at incredible speeds, years will go by and all of our family and friends will be dead and gone. And won't the diner then be closed, defeating the purpose of this trip in the first place and taking a heavy emotional toll on all of us?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, this interstellar stuff gets to my head.
All right. Shall we get along, then?
All right, Sal, punch it.
Wow! You know, this is a rather smooth ride.
Indeed. I wasn't sure what to expect, but this is rather pleasant.
I should warn there may be some side effects to this type of travel.
What kind of side effects?
Oh, the complete decimation of reality as you perceive it, your greatest fears coming true, confusion about whether law and morality can coexist, hallucinations, nausea, etc., etc.
Jeez, a little warning would have been appreciated.
Sorry, Joe, I wasn't really paying attention.
I suppose it's okay, Sal. I mean, it happens to humans, so I suppose it could happen to computers, too. Not to mention, things seem to be okay now, anyway.
Les effets seront un préjudice vite. Je vous brasse. Supere etrop en parcours catheux.
What?
Oh, I said the effects will be taking hold soon. I'd brace yourself. It could be a trippy ride.
Did no one else hear that?
Ja, Herr Jupiter. Hörten wir Sally eine andere Sprache zu sprechen.
Claudia, please tell me you're hearing this, too.
Oh, this is just the beginning, I imagine. Debemos averiguar un sistema de comunicación. Yo.
Sally! Sally, can you still understand me?
Oui, oui.
Can you do anything to help me understand what everyone is saying?
Une chose est sûre, Joe. Je vais créer un implant crânien qui relaie tous vos implants ensemble.
Implant crânien? You want to stick something in our brains?
Oui, oui.
Oh, well, will there be any side effects I should know about before we do this?
Vous betcha! Votre conscience collective va créer des hallucinations.
Oh, okay. Claudia, Professor, are you with me?
Dum links hat er Trinkglas.
Mi pobre cranio. Yo solo quiero que mi cranio.
Sally was putting the finishing touches on the universal translators. And the final straw was drilling them directly into our brains. Sure, this program I had only known for a small period of time could kill us instead of safely drilling it into our brains. But sometimes you need a little trust. Space trust. Ow!
Oh!
Aye!
There you are, boys and girls. You should be right as rain. Or left, huh, new Claudia?
Can we get the old Sally back?
Enough, you two. There's no time to dilly-dick around. Sal, what's causing this to happen to us? What are the side effects from the cranial implant?
Oh, the side effects are something. You'll experience your hallucinations as a group. Also, the field created from the energy of the faster-than-dark technology appears to be manipulating brain functions.
I believe my brain functions are currently being manipulated.
Well, Professor, perhaps you should try some Max Stevenson's whole-time bourbon. Smooth, sophisticated, simple. And wouldn't you know it, it's made with real Kentucky tree bark.
The Max Stevenson's? I don't mind if I do. I say, this whiskey is not only refreshing, but it also appears to be getting into my bloodstream much faster than those second-rate knockoffs.
Gee, fellas, do you think a gal like me could handle McStevenson's home-time bourbon? If there's any bourbon I'd like to drink, it's McStevenson's.
Sal, what was that?
Oh, you mean the whiskey commercial you just babbled out of nowhere. I think the hallucinations are kicking in.
But that's not fair. It's my skull. My fortunes. Oh, I can have it? Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, I give you smooches now. So shiny. Shiny skull. Wait, where's Skull go?
Professor? Professor?
Sally, what can we do to help him?
There. Time. Ishin.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry. You're hallucinating. Oh, not that last part. That was just me being a big tickle.
okay, well, who are you?
Oh, why, I'm Tricky. Kind of like that rap you kids listen to. Tricky, tricky. Right? You know, to rock a rhyme that's right on time. It's tricky, tricky, tricky. Oh, but what do I know? I'm just in one of your brains.
Run DMC is pretty hip.
Well, this is your hallucination, Claudia. I'm not down with all that.
Oh, don't worry. This one's for all of you. You see, your professor there seems to be very upset about missing item of his. So I've decided to give it back to him in his mind and then take it away over and over and over again. Is that not just the screwballiest thing you have ever heard?
You monster. So he's living the loss over and over again?
You betcha.
Okay, what do you want?
Well, seeing as I am in no way corporeal or existing outside of your collective consciousness, there isn't much you can give me. But I'll play a game with you. To make your professor free, you have to answer these questions. One! I know, I felt the rhyme coming too, but we can't do three questions due to time constraints.
Well, one question? How hard can it be?
Oops, I'm sorry. I meant one riddle.
Oh, I'm sorry, Professor. I'm so, so sorry.
Oh, don't be a nervous. Anything is possible. Here's your clue. I help create a soft part of you. From head to chest to leg to shoe. But don't confuse me for a he, for I am most certainly a she. And go.
Well, I was thinking Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but I don't think that's correct.
Well, I'll figure this out. Let's see. Part of me, soft female, carry the one transitive verb, the ground loop current, reverse the polarity, then the seven times to go. I got it! You're talking about you.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Couldn't be.
It's you.
Very good. Well, that wasn't too difficult, now was it? I can tell from Joe's empty eyes, perhaps it was.
So, it wasn't serious.
He was talking about a new.
A new what?
No, Joseph. I would love to look into your brain one day. I was speaking about a new. The female sheep, E-W-E.
Oh, you.
Yes, me.
Oh, are we done here?
Here comes the foot police.
Really?
Well, you two, it's been a blast. Let's get your professor back here, shall we? I look forward to seeing you in the future.
I never want to relive those moments again. I could feel the skull. It's wonder it was in my hands once again. And then it was lost.
Professor, you've just been standing there crying to yourself for the past 15 minutes.
Yes, a rather sad display, I imagine. But I assure you it felt as though time had passed. It felt as though I had the skull with me.
Now, we've been on a lot of journeys, Professor, from dealing with Don Samurai Noodle to the Galactic Police. But I've never seen you this shaken up. Sal, Can you scan the ship for any sign of abnormal energy readings and display it on the screen?
There appears to be elevated levels of neutrinos in the aft lavatory closet.
Aft lavatory closet? Since when is that bathroom at a closet? All right.
We made our way to the back bathroom to investigate the elevated levels of neutrinos. And the trip was beginning to wear on this grizzled private eye, much like a bear nibbles on a salmon head. But we're about to crack this space case wide open.
I'm going to stand right over here while you open the door.
Oh, come on, Professor. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Gosh, you two. I'll do it.
Egad, it's a mass of organic, lumpy detritus. How unsightly. What is it?
I'm afraid I'm stumped, Professor. It's so grotesque. A mix of what looks to be mush hooked up to a computer. I want to look away, but I can't. Is it alive?
I can hear you, you know!
Oh, my apologies, stranger.
Stranger? Johann, is this some kind of a sick joke?
Excuse us, little man. We aren't the people you knew from before. As crazy as it sounds, we're their doppelgangers.
Oh, thank heavens! They captured me to use my alien energy to power their unstable technology! It's been like torture!
Well, that makes me feel bad, so much better about leaving the doppelgangers to their presumed deaths.
Ah, yes, I couldn't agree more. Well, if we're being honest, I really had no problems letting them die, regardless of their bad deeds, but good thing we stopped those dastardly fictional devils.
You'll have to excuse my uncle. What's your name?
My language is far too complicated for the human tongue, but an approximate translation would be Bert.
Charmed, Bert. We all have the same names as before.
Ah, right. That makes sense.
Can we help disconnect you from this machine?
Oh, yes, that would be amazing!
I would caution against that. Disconnecting him from the machine will leave you too far from your destination to reach it in time.
Oh, please, please help me! I was taken when I was but a youngling in the process of mating, what would be the equivalent to your marriage ceremony. I was snatched from in front of my family and my dearest wife, Grosniak, or Stacy in your tongue. This happened during the Gorlong meal, the final act to complete the union. Everyone watched in horror as your doppelgangers broke into the room.
Bert, I wish to be nothing but straightforward. You see, we are on our way to get pie. I wish I could explain why that is important, but I feel my explanation would fail to persuade you to stay in that horrible, horrible torture machine. I'm just going to...
No, help me! Don't leave!
I'm going to close the door for a few minutes.
Oh, God, please! Please come back!
Sorry, Bert, 10 minutes.
I have to use the bathroom! It's been months!
Months? That is incredibly unsettling. Is there some way for you to get to the toilet while still connected to the machine?
Not unless you carry me to it. Please carry me. Give me the chance to relieve myself from months of agony.
I don't, this isn't even, I'm not really sure how to handle you.
Okay, yes, right there is perfect, thank you. Though I am in massive amounts of pain, I do believe I will be able to expel my excrement. May I have some privacy?
I'm sorry, Bert, but we have to watch.
Just to make sure there's no funny business is all.
Oh, how humiliating. I will excrete my dignity with my excrement.
Oh, Bert, you must understand.
I have performance anxiety. But I will do my best. Oh, my. I feel so much better.
Well, that wasn't nearly as disgusting as I thought it'd be.
I'm glad you approve, Professor, but where are my manners? I forgot to flush.
Oh, wait, Bert, don't!
Oh, I'm afraid Bert has been ejected from the Beagle. Also, we have dropped out of faster than dark speed.
Well, that's just great. I didn't come this far to not make it.
No, you didn't, did you? While you were busy twiddling your thumbs, I was stuck in my mind like a modern-day Prometheus, forever having my liver eaten by an eagle.
Really, Professor? That's horrible.
Well, no, not literally. It was just an expression.
I was not just twiddling my thumbs. I was thinking my way out of this mess and saving you.
Yes, you were. Bah.
I don't follow the emphasis.
Stop it, Joe. How are we going to make it to the diner?
Sal, if we jettison the warp plasma coils, would that give us a sufficient boost to get us to the diner in time?
Not even close. I am afraid you are all out of luck. Any conventional means of transportation just can't get you there in time.
Of course not. Why would anything work on this infernal ship?
All this way, for nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry I let you down, guys. I can't think of any way for us to make it to the diner. And we're all out of options, gangs. There's no hope left.
Bert is still alive, by the way, though he is very close to death.
Well, beam him aboard and get him to the medical pod right away.
Not to ignore his fatal injuries, but is it possible we could get him plugged back into the ship?
Not until I do the surgery. It should be completed in only 3 hours.
We don't have 3 hours. What are the other options?
If I don't do the surgery, I will have to amputate all of his limb-like nubs, leaving him as just a gooey head. Ugh. He will also be paralyzed, only able to move his lips.
That is a loss I'm willing to take.
I'm good with it.
You know, I would normally be very much against this for a slew of ethical and moral reasons, but after the day we've had, I would do anything to get this fabled pie. No, Bert. It's Claudia. You're still on the ship. We had to amputate all of your limbs, and now you're just a paralyzed head hooked up to the computer.
Oh, God, why? Kill me!
We finally made it to Klorgon's Diner, and a bit worse for the wear, but still tough as a stale bagel. And it was time to enjoy some Klorgon's finest pie.
Joe, are you sure this is the right pie?
Agreed, Mr. Jupiter. I believe you may have been mistaken. No offense to the Clorgon establishment, but this is subpar at best.
Yeah, I mean, this really isn't that good. Gosh, I'm sorry, guys. I swore this was the bee's knees.
Well, at least they have right-handed silverware.
We have more than the right-handed silverware for you.
Don Samurai Noodle, leader of the Mafia Yakuza!
That's right! Will that be cash or credit?
As I sat there eating mediocre space pie, and feeling threatened by a mediocre crime boss, I realized that sometimes it's not the destination, but the journey that matters. Especially if that journey leaves you somewhere. You don't want to be, and somewhere you don't want to be, and to a place where you'll be murdered. But I guess that's just all in a day's work for Joe Jupiter, Space PI.